Hi, and welcome to the Daisy Take. I'm your host, Daisy Elizabeth. You'll have to forgive my voice this morning. And I want to welcome you to Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. As you know, every Monday I do Murdered and Missing Monday. I want to give a voice to the Indigenous community, the Native people, our brothers and sisters out there. I think that it's all of our responsibility if one sister goes missing. It's all of our responsibility. And I say that every week. It's my mantra, and I truly, truly believe it. I believe that we all have a responsibility in this. Information for today's podcast comes from Denver7.com, KOAT.com, and NamUs.org. This episode contains subject matters that may be sensitive to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. And the reason I say that is not because there's something awful or gory in here. It's because I say that because if one of the family members is listening, it may be like a shock to them. I want to get the word out. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to hurt their feelings. I want to do it respectfully. And I think that all of these people that are missing, their voice needs to be heard. And I truly believe that. Today, we're going to talk about Kim Lert June Theringol. Now, it took me a while to pronounce her name, and I hope that I got it right, and I do apologize if I didn't. But I really wanted to talk about her. She's been missing for about 3 years. The date of last contact was March 20th, 2021. She's missing from Denver, Colorado. I believe she was 34 when she went missing, and 34, 35, 36, 37. Maybe she's about 37 now. And her first name is Kim, female, American Indian, Alaskan Native, 105 pounds. It's not known whether there is a tribal affiliation. I'm thinking there is, but I'm not sure on that. The last known location for her was Denver, Colorado. So Kim was last seen after she was dropped off at a local regional light rail station. Since Kim was dropped off, her phone had been turned off. Her bank accounts have not been used, and her family and friends have not heard from her. There's been no updates on her case. In April, her brother Todd told Denver 7 their family was trying their best to stay positive almost a year and a half after she disappeared. One of many that's been brought back to the public eye. Now, their mother was the first to be concerned about Kim's whereabouts, and she regularly talked to her mom. They also reached out and had the same result. She wasn't using her bank account, her phone was disconnected, and the phone must have died around midnight. And it wasn't like her not to stay in contact with her family. And from what I was listening to and what I was reading, it wasn't like her not to stay in contact with her mom. And she was dropped off at the Bellevue Light Rail Station around 2:40 p.m., I believe, on March 20th by Greenwood Village Police. Following a domestic that she had with a man. She was living in Denver, Colorado. Her sister Lisa did speak with her that day. She went missing that Saturday, March 20th. You know, since then, her family's been looking for answers with no answers whatsoever. Her family is disappointed when comparing things because they feel like the disappearance has not gathered some kind of media attention. And her sister Lisa is extremely frustrated. It's sad and hurtful, and their mother is also being impacted both emotionally and physically as the family waits for answers. Now, Lisa did say that her mother is dealing with this. Her birthday is in March, and she doesn't want to celebrate her birthday because it's too hurtful. Another sensitive topic for the family is thinking about the last conversation with her sister, Kim. She was on the phone with her sister when she heard her arguing with a man. She was yelling at him. And a little bit, and then the phone just disconnected. Now, Lisa said she was told to speak with police officers. They spoke, and after the strange phone call, then apparently she left the police station and was last seen near the train station wearing blue jeans and a Nirvana sweatshirt with a black backpack. She was on camera. Now, apparently she walked over the bridge and the cameras were watching her. And then the cameras never caught sight of her again. It seems awfully suspicious to me. And I think what they need to do is contact the man she was having the argument with. Because in my mind, I see her having an argument with this man, whoever he is. She goes to the police department. She does a police report, whatever she does there. She gets to the rail station. He's waiting for her. And that's it. Now, I'm not saying that what I see in my mind, it happened. But I am saying that, you know, it sounds like there was some kind of foul play involved. The family is still waiting with no updates. Kim has not been cited there, and there are no known leads in the disappearance of her case. I think that there needs to be more coverage on her case. I don't think that she has gotten enough attention. And I think that there needs to be way more coverage on her case. Because there are a lot of natives being talked about right now who are missing that have great coverage. She needs to have coverage too. I had not heard about this case until I watched it on KOAT. And that was whenever they had it. I can't remember what day I watched it, but I did watch it. And it just really like struck a chord with me because I thought, this woman's been missing for so long and I've never even heard of her and nobody talks about it. There needs to be more conversations. Her hair color is black. Her eyes are brown. She was wearing a Nirvana sweatshirt and a black backpack. And blue jeans, if you have any information on Kim, please call your local law enforcement. And that is Kim Lert June Theringol. I hope that I said her name correctly. If you have any information on her and you are in the Denver area, please contact the Greenwood Village Police Department or your local law enforcement or 911. Their number at Greenwood is 303-773-2525. I believe that this family needs closure. This family needs to find their daughter and their sister. And I will do everything that I can do to help. If there is something that the family wants me to do, I will do that. If you have any information, please call local law enforcement or call the Greenwood Village Police Department. I just feel like there was foul play involved somehow. I just felt a real attachment when I was watching this show, when I was watching the news and I heard about her. And I really want her to come home. I want to thank you for joining me today on Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. I really appreciate you joining me every week, and I hope that you have a wonderful week, and I will see you on Friday for the Daisy Take. Be kind to each other and love each other. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me, thedaisytake@gmail.com. Or you can leave a comment on Apple Podcast. Just be kind with your words. Love you. Bye.